Today we begin a three-part series on one of the most luxurious and secure automobiles in America, the limo of the President of the United States. You can hear the full story on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. We go from a carriage to a limo tank on this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Presidential limousines have a fascinating story. Matt Anderson shares the tales of those important cars from the largest collection of such automobiles.
The first one we have in the collection is actually a Brougham carriage that was used by Teddy Roosevelt when he was in the White House. They really didn't have automobiles in the White House until we got into William Howard Taft's administration after Roosevelt. So that's our earliest vehicle, and certainly a precursor to the limousine.
Anderson is a curator at the Henry Ford Museum.
These cars start to be modified really as early as Franklin Roosevelt's limousine. It's not until Eisenhower that they start to sort of literally cut these cars apart and make them larger so that they can handle more people in them. And then the focus towards security really doesn't take off until Kennedy's assassination.
President Roosevelt's car, while not as secure as its modern-day relatives, did sport some new additions after the beginning of World War II.
That car came to the White House in 1939, and after Pearl Harbor in 1941, that's when they put in some armor plates in the doors and put in some interesting compartments in the back seat for hiding rifles or shotguns for Secret Service agents.
One of the most famous changes to a presidential limo did not involve security, though.
The bubble top is a name that we used to refer to Eisenhower's car, but that car started life as a 1950 Lincoln, and it was the first vehicle to be specially modified. It went to a coach builder in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who got the car, took it apart, expanded it, added some new features to it. But again, they're not security features, they're visibility features.
The bubble top, or lack thereof, would become important in November of 1963. That car and more is next time as we travel the countryside. In Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.